Now, one of the largest charity shops in Wales will be opened in Newport later by the Welsh billionaire Sir Terry Matthews. The Friends of St Anne's Hospice shop takes over the former high street site of the next clothing chain in the city. Several big-name retailers have left Newport city centre in the past couple of years, but the people behind the latest venture are confident that they can win the shoppers back. Paul Heaney reports.
That's your favourite job.
Yep.
Sorting jewellery.
The final preparations ready for opening one of the biggest charity shops in Wales. In recent years, Newport has seen some big names leave its high street in favour of out-of-town retail parks, but now the Friends of St Anne's Hospice have taken over the empty space left by the clothing and homeware retailer Next. Laura Buchanan-Smith is the lady behind the new venture.
Well, the landlord made the approach to me some time ago to ask me if I'd be interested, because he'd watched what I'd been doing. And I spoke to our chairman, and he sort of quite interested and spoke to the committee, and here we are now. We've got a few other little shops around, but this is like a bit of a flagship now. Let's see that from little acorns, trees grow.
John, of sensible music?
No, not as yet.
The number of people passing through the city centre has gone up, according to a council report. The shop's new daytime manager, Jonathan Hodson, says different kinds of shops could help to improve things further.
Obviously the new development coming in with Debenhams, hopefully, but that's going to be several years' time. And I really think Newport could be brought forward as a charity shop city. And as Hay on Wye is to books, people would come into Newport, shop in the charity shops, which there is many, and get the best bargains and recycle and help people along the way.
So how do people walking down the high street in Newport feel about another charity shop opening?
I thought that it was to be expected, because that's really all that Newport is now. It's just charity shops and banks and places to go for food. So it is good, because it's better than it being empty. Good to see something's going in there rather than nothing, definitely.
Well, obviously I'd rather have some of the shops that we've lost. Doesn't seem that desirable, but
is it better than having an empty shop? Do
you think? Definitely. Oh yes.
I think the way the climate's going, as long as the shop is open and is productive, hopefully, you know, that is how will have a knock-on effect, I suppose.
It'd be good for one reason, bring more people in to, like, because cheaper items, isn't it? That's the reason why it'd be good, because every shop's closing because it's too expensive.
I think it's a great thing, I do it, because you haven't just got all the mainstream stores then, you've got charity shops as well where people can go in and get stuff for cheap for Christmas if you can't afford a lot.
Like, it's nice to see something different apart from everyday chain shops.
No, it's just a good thing, yeah. More bargains, isn't it, for people to shop.
But not everyone thinks it's a good idea. Chris Parry is a retail expert from Cardiff Metropolitan University.
Opening another charity shop, however upmarket a charity shop, however well presented a charity shop, it sends the message that this is one of the best tenants that we can attract. The longer term question has to be, is this sending the right message that says Newport has turned the corner and is moving into a brighter new future, or Newport has turned the corner and has turned its back on a brighter new future?
The Welsh Government are considering whether charity shops should get as much relief on their business rates as they do at the moment. That's because some feel they get an unfair advantage and are taking over in town and city centres. But those behind this Newport shop say the relief is vital to their survival. The richest man in Wales, Sir Terry Matthews, will officially open the shop this afternoon. The staff here firmly believe that an occupied shop is much better for the city centre than an empty one.
That report from Paul Heaney.